Okay, so we're going to do the seven categories: the best picture, the actors, leads, the supporting, the director, and the animated feature.
As we always do. And I just want to say something real quick. Of course, the news broke yesterday about Kirk Douglas passing away, 103. Yeah. Some movies real quick for some of you in case you have not watched them with Kirk Douglas that I would always recommend: In Harm's Way and The War Wagon, both of those films with John Wayne. The OK Corral, where he plays Doc Holliday, and of course, one of my all-time favorites, Stanley Kubrick's Paths of Glory from 1957. One of the best films. I think that was always his best performance. So, and there's just a few.
Not that you wish anyone to pass away, but at 103, you're celebrating a life. And I think it's great that it happens just days before the Oscar, because you know they're going to have to do some kind of, fantastic
tribute,
dedication.
Yeah, that would be great.
It's just going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Spartacus.
And that's what I'm voting for Best Picture, Spartacus. In honor of Kirk Douglas, no, I thought about it, but I'm not. I'll tell you that only because I'd like to see this movie, and I think it would be, and I'm hearing lots of great things about it, and especially the way that it was filmed, I'm going to go with 1917.
Ah, so did I.
For best movie.
Two votes for 1917.
All right, let's see if you were influenced, Pat Johnston. Tell us the story.
I will go with 1917.
Okay. Was that the movie that you saw?
That's not the movie
you saw.
That is not the movie I saw. The movie I saw was Marriage Story. And the reason I saw it is because it's on Netflix. So I didn't have to go to a movie theater. I got to watch it right there. In fact, there are a couple of Best Picture nominees here that are Netflix releases. They were not released in theaters. The Irishman is another one.
Yes, getting all kinds of accolades, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, well, not influenced at that point.
No. Nope.
The lead actor, only because I'm hearing so much about this, I'm going to go with Joaquin Phoenix and Joker.
Likewise. Boy, we're on the same page here today, Charlie.
Yeah. I'm with you, too.
Okay.
He's won all the previous awards, so I guess that's
good indication.
Just seems like
usually
a good indication. Yep.
Do 0 out of 7 or 1 out of 7 on these, so if you keep sticking with me, guys, we're in trouble.
Lead actress, only because I like her as an actress, and I love the role that she portrayed. I'm going to go with Renee Zellweger as Judy. For Judy Garland.
Oh, my.
Yep.
I don't know if she's
not a favorite or not, I'm going because I like it.
Don't know how to pronounce this, but it looks like Saoirse Ronan.
Oh.
Little Women.
Saoirse, I think it is.
Saoirse.
Saoirse. Yes.
Okay.
And Little Women. Okay.
All right. I'm going to go with Renee Zellweger for Judy, too.
Oh, you really?
I've heard a lot of good things about her performance in that one, and I love Renee Zellweger.
Yeah, I do too.
Yep.
And again, I just like the fact that she's doing Judy, so that's cool. Supporting actor, just because the movie did well, and I just thought it was great that the fact that a wholesome movie like A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Yep, I'm with you, Tom Hanks.
Go with Tom Hanks. Give him something for portraying Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Both of you going with Tom Hanks?
Yep.
All right. And listen to this list, by the way. Tom Hanks, Anthony Hopkins for Two Popes, Al Pacino, and Joe Pesci for The Irishman, and then Brad Pitt for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That's a great choice. They're in the role as supporting actors, and any chance of a movie they could be the lead actor.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
Wow.
I'm going with Brad Pitt for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay. So that's our differential there. Of course, we don't know what Art Lewis is doing, but we'll find out.
Maybe Pat and I will be together on the next one.
Supporting actress, and only because of a localized attachment to this movie. In fact, the brother of my pastor at my church, Pastor Hauser, his brother, Paul Walter Hauser, had the starring role in the movie Richard Jewell. And so I'm going with Kathy Bates. Richard Jewell, because I've got to find some connection to honor that localized connection.
Very good.
Kathy Bates.
All right, Dave, go ahead.
Well, I went with Laura Dern for Marriage Story.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Laura Dern, she was fantastic in that movie.
All right. Directors, only because I always think that there are movies that have to have multiple awards. This is we're all multiple by giving Sam Mendes the 1917 Best Director.
Likewise.
Right.
Okay. Producing something like that is a big, big job.
I do have to say that I think some of the critics of this year's Oscars are correct, because you've got Little Women up there for Best Picture. I don't see a director there. It didn't direct itself. But anyway, just saying. But I'm going with Sam Mendes, too, for 1917.
thought you might do a write-in or something like that.
No, that's all right.
And then the animated feature and the way that things are going with our picks, it could be the big tiebreaker. I don't know. I know nothing about any of these, so I'm just going to have to go with the favorite because I know I've seen the other Toy Story, so I'm figuring Toy Story 4 had to be good too.
Likewise.
Okay. I'm going to go with How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World.
I got to see that. I've seen the other ones too. Those are fun movies.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and again, folks, for those who are listening, you know, boy, they chose a lot of the same ones. No, we did this independently.
Right, in separate rooms.
We did, yeah.
Weren't looking over our shoulders.
And we have no idea how Art and Michael will be voting as well.
Because we'll call Michael and Ann.
Oh, and Ann,
yes,
thanks.
We want to get our other participants, give them all a chance to get on board and see that come Monday morning, who is going to be crowned the Oscar King, mm-hmm. or Queen, I suppose, in the case of whatever the way that it plays out, comes Sunday night.
Yes.
It is 8:49 on WSGW. You, of course, can play at home if you'd like, if you want to be influenced by our choices, and you can choose your own. A lot of people participate in those Oscar contests that a lot of organizations put together.
I believe the Oscars will just be ending when we get started at 5:30 a.m. on Monday.
No doubt. And the best picture is...